This week is Parashas Metzora, and it's also Shabbos Hagadol, right before Pesach. Wanted to discuss an idea with you about Pesach and tie it into the Parsha a little bit. On the night of Pesach, we focus on the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim. And the Ramban, at the end of Parashas Bo, really talks about what Hashem taught us at Yetzias Mitzrayim, why it is the foundation of our Emunah. And he explores how there were people arguing, how do we know if there's a Hashem? Maybe there's a Hashem who created the world, but is he still involved in the world? Maybe he runs the world naturally, and every once in a while he gets involved in something, but overall he lets the world run the way that it's run. And he explores in great detail how the lesson, that one of the many lessons Hashem taught us with the Yetzias Mitzrayim, is that he is very intimately involved in everything, and there really is no such thing even as nature. What we perceive as nature is really just as much Hashem's precise hashkacha as when we see tremendous supernatural miracles. Everything is Hashem's tremendously exacting hashkacha pratis. And it was really something that Hashem made very clear when he turned this most powerful country in the world upside down, and all their magic didn't help, and all their technology, and all their political acumen, and everything, and none of it was able to restrain Hashem from doing exactly what Hashem wanted to do. And Hashem does not go in every generation and outwardly demonstrate this. This is something that Hashem did, and it was a lesson for us for all the generations that we tap into the foundations of Emunah that we learned from Yetzias Mitzrayim. This foundation of Emunah in Hashem's Hashkach over the world that was taught to us at Yetzias Mitzrayim is really what the Sfarim point out, that the Seder night is really a night of fundamentals of our chinuch, when we're trying to give over this concreteness and sense of Emunah that we have. We're trying to give it over to ourselves, to our families. And it got me thinking about the idea that to the extent that we feel a deep emunah and a deep connection and a deep sense of meaning, to that extent, we'll be able to give it over at the Seder. And part of what we're trying to do, obviously, is to tie it into our lives in today's world. One of the lessons of Pesach is that Hashem redeemed us just like He promised He would. And so, too, in Mirtz Hashem Bekarov, Hashem will again redeem us just as He promised us through all the Nevi'im that He's going to redeem us from this galus and build the Beis HaMikdash and bring Mashiach Tzidkenu. And the more we appreciate HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hashkacha in the time of Mitzrayim, the more we can appreciate, we just had a miracle the other night that Iran launched 300 missiles and drones and the like at Eretz Yisrael, and Hashem swatted down basically every single one. It's obviously, anybody who has the right perspective knows that it's Hashem making miracles, and it's Hashem's tremendous Hashkacha Prat. It's the schus of all the davening and the mitzvahs and tshuva that we've been doing since October 7th. And this is an idea that we struggle, that we work to inculcate and to give over, hopefully.
It hits me recently that there can be different thought processes when we deal with Emunah, when we deal with challenges. There could be a mindset that we know everything comes from Hashem. So let's say we go through a challenge and we say, Hashem, a person could say, Hashem, I don't know why you're giving me this challenge. I know it's coming from you. It's not a punishment. I'm no more bigger Russia than the other 200 people in my community and basically just like me. Yeah, I'm no different than the other 60 guys in yeshiva, the other 200 people in my shul. I'm just like everybody else. And for whatever reason, you have chosen me for this, you know, this sickness or this family challenge or whatever struggle that a person's dealing with. And they could say, you know, I'm angry about it and I don't understand it. But I try to dive into you and I try to hope to you and I try to work through it and become a better person from it. That's a level of emunah, which is a high level that a person can achieve. But it hit me recently that there can be a much higher level that a person can achieve. The author of Sabbatka has a piece in the Aron Sofon where he talks about what's the lesson we learned from Yetzias Mitzrayim, discussed it at greater length before in a different shiur, that he talks about the concept of Bishvili Nivra HaOlam, that the world was created for me, Chazal tells us. And He says, we saw in Mitzrayim, we saw a certain level of Hashem Zaskacha Pratis. We saw that Hashem had two people. You have a Mitzri and a Jew, and they're both drinking out of the same cup of water. And one person is drinking blood, and one person is drinking water. He says, we see from here that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is custom making the world in this way for the Mitzri and in this way for the Jew. He says, we see this throughout the Makos. Hashem doesn't just turn something into something else. Hashem is recreating the world anew. And we see this in conjunction with Bishvili Nivra Olam, that there's a custom-made world for every individual. And this is an amazing mindset if a person can develop it, that if a person never goes through a challenge, it's not pshat that, you know, there are 200 people, and so obviously the Hashem has to give this challenge to some people, so you're picked as one of them and you have to deal with it. Hashem is giving you something because he's trying to get you to a certain place. Hashem made a custom-made world special for you. He's trying to get you. Hashem brought your neshama down and my neshama, and everyone's neshama down to the world for a very specific purpose. And Bishvili Nivra Olam, Hashem has custom-made a world to try to get that neshama to that purpose, based on whatever that neshama achieved maybe in previous Gilgulim, based on what Klai Yisrael needs, what's better for the tikkun of the world. Hashem has chosen this neshama has a role to play. And it might involve what externally looks like what most people experience, and it might look very differently. And it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's way of trying to get us to where we're supposed to go. And we have to, it's very, very difficult, I'm not minimizing it, but we have to try to get to that place where everything that happens to us, we're saying, this is for me, and how can I grow from this? Or how can I become better from this? How can this transform me? And we see this by the Mitzvah as well. The Sefer HaChinuch writes in Mitzvah Kuf Samech Tes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is teaching us tremendous lesson on Hashgacha Pratis from the Mitzvah of Tzaras. We spoke about it last year, Tazria, in more detail, that the Mitzvah is being given Tzaras for a specific purpose of transformation. And it's really teaching us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is paying attention to him and sending a specific message to him. There could be, in theory, Chas V'Shalom, a more Hashgacha Kolis mindset, you know. You have a shul and there are 100 people who speak Lashon Hara, so Hashem picked three of them to get Saras to be an example to everybody. Chinuch says, no. These three people who got the Saras, their mindset should be, Hashem gave me the Saras. That is a creative license. I don't know that all 100 people don't get Saras, but just for argument's sake, that the whoever gets Saras should realize that Hashem is sending them, Hashem is looking at their life and giving them a very specific direct message and a very specific push in the direction to do tshuva. And it's really a bracha, because he'll hopefully do tshuva and he'll suffer in this world and not in the next. And I think this mindset of emuna, that Hashem is running the world in a way that's best for us, and that everything that happens in our personal lives, everything that happens in our communal lives, everything that happens in both here and in Eretz Yisrael is the tremendous Hashgacha Pratis. It's to try, it says in Chazal, everything happens b'shvil Yisrael. Everything is to try to move us in the right direction. I think that's something we have to try to inculcate. The Seder, they say, is a specific time, tremendously misogal, to try to internalize emunah and give over emunah. That's a certain power of the Seder. And the Meretz Hashem, may we be able to do it, may we be able to develop our emunah in our own life and in the world around us, and thereby be able to have a more filling and connected life, and thereby bring us all closer to be as Goyel Tzedek. And may it's Hashem Bekarov. Have a Chag Kashrus Sameach and a wonderful Shabbos.